everyone. My name is Jasmine Davis. I'm 22 years old, and I've never had a Christmas tree. Yeah, I had the wonderful misfortune of being raised a Jehovah's Witness growing up, so I never got to celebrate my birthday, 4th of July, Halloween, so Christmas was certainly out of the question. It was really hard growing up. I went to Edgewood Elementary School in West Baltimore, Walbrook Junction, which is where I grew up, and every year, you know, they have the holiday parties for the kids, and I would go into school, and all the kids would be dressed up in their Christmas best, and they would have the classroom all decorated, and the tinsel and everything. It would be beautiful, and I would be sitting outside of the classroom in one of those little desk chair things, and I'd be grading papers or doing my homework, something productive. And the whole time I'd be like leaning back, trying to look into the classroom and see somebody dancing. And it was hurtful. I was really confused. I was angry. Like, I wanted to be in there with everybody else. I wanted to sing some carols and dance, but wasn't able to, of course. But fortunately, I wasn't completely deprived of Christmas. My mother is a little bit of a rebel. She's the daughter of an Air Force chief, and she was raised Baptist, so she definitely wanted to make sure that we got to experience Christmas growing up. So every year, she would take us down to Virginia, Fredericksburg, Virginia, to visit my Aunt Debbie, and it was just absolutely wonderful every year. We would pull up to Aunt Debbie's house, and we would get out the car, and we'd run down the hallway, and then there'd be the wreath on her door, and we'd be like, yes, it's Christmas, it's finally Christmas. And we'd walk in, and she'd have the Mr. and Mrs. Claus, and they'd be dancing and singing, and the carols going on, and something delicious in the oven. It was just absolutely wonderful, and I loved it. One of the best parts about going down there was we would spend hours going from department store to bookstore to special holiday Christmas extravaganza places looking for my aunt's special collectible ornaments. Every year she collected the retro Barbies, the Spider-Man, the famous NBA players, everything. She had everything. And you know, while it took a lot of time, we spent a lot of time running around looking for all that stuff, but I loved it. I loved every minute of it. We'd get home, and she'd put the ornaments on the tree, and it was just a little tree. It was just her by herself, and every ornament was such a testament to who she was and her personality, and I really enjoyed that, and I would just spend hours sitting and looking up at the tree and watching the twinkle and the tinkling lights and changing the little light settings, and like it was really happy. And at 8 years old, I was like, if I had a Christmas tree, it would be 10 feet tall, and it would be bright, 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 shocking pink, and it would have lots of silver and glitter just falling off. It would be absolutely massive. It would be absolutely gaudy, but I was like 8 years old, so that's okay. But I really, really enjoyed everything, but we didn't get to really celebrate Christmas. Out of some respect for our father's wishes, we didn't get to open our Christmas gifts on Christmas morning. We would do it Christmas Eve, me, my brother, and my sister. We had color-coded bags, and nothing was wrapped. They just had it in the bags, and we'd pull it out. It was still like Christmas morning. We'd be like, yeah, I got everything. It's so nice. It wasn't exactly what, you know, you would have wished to have, you know, the experience of Christmas morning and waking up and running down to the tree, but it was something, and I'm definitely grateful for it. It changed who I am, so I'm happy. And as we got older, we were able to start opening the Christmas gifts on Christmas morning, so I was really, really appreciative of that. And it was really hard for me at 17 years old. I finally moved out of my parents' house. Thank God. And I was faced up. I could finally do whatever I wanted. It was Christmas. I was like, I can go to any party I want. I can sing any Christmas carol I want. I can do anything I want for Christmas this year. But I found it really hard. I was going to a few Christmas parties, and I didn't really feel that I fit in. I didn't know, like, all the Christmas jokes and traditions, and I would just be sitting on the side like, what are you guys doing? I don't really think about that. And I was really outcast, but now, at 22 years old, with my 18-month-old son. I am so ready, you guys. You have no idea. As you can see, I'm done. I'm so ready to embrace Christmas and all the traditions that come along with it. Me and my boyfriend, who hopefully one day will soon be my fiance. Soon. Let's do that. Soon we'll be able to start our own Christmas traditions, and I can't wait. And most importantly, I can't wait to decorate my first Christmas tree. So, thanks.
Jasmine Davis.